69-year-old Peter Tony is in jail in Bethel awaiting court proceedings for multiple charges of child sexual abuse. Meanwhile, his case keeps growing. It's evolving from two sides, the past and the present. A 4-year-old alleged victim and a 48-year-old alleged victim. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more.
Kimberly Bruch is Peter Tony's stepdaughter who says he abused her when she was 8. She says her abuse lasted for about a year, but the aftermath went on for decades. She says it wasn't traumatic, at least at the time. Tony would climb into her bed and fondle her.
I kind of imagine maybe this is just what daddies do with their little girls. And it wasn't violent. There was no threats involved or anything. And it made me uncomfortable. And I tried to squirm away and pretend I was asleep and get between the mattress and the wall. But it was not particularly traumatic at the time.
The stress manifested itself in other ways. She started having nervous behaviors. She clawed and picked at her skin until it bled. For Kimberly, the statute of limitations has run out to press charges, but she knows she doesn't want anyone else to suffer the same way.
I started pursuing this case in earnest, trying to figure out how I could get someone in authority to care enough to look over the records and connect the dots.
Through her own investigation, she's discovering that there could be other victims. A former foster child accused Tony of abuse, leading to the revocation of his foster care license in 1998. Later, Kimberly's mother, Marilyn Tony, ran a daycare out of her home. Kimberly has reached out to those parents and connected to the 4-year-old's family who is now pressing charges. For Kimberly, though, help didn't come for years. She never told anyone about the abuse until she was 15. Her mother confronted her stepdad about it, but he denied it. Her mom suggested the three talk about it together, which Kimberly refused. The same year, she moved out of the house to live with her boyfriend. She was married by 17. At that same time, Kimberly's younger sister came forward, also accusing Tony of abuse. Their mom took both teenagers to the Division of Family and Youth Services. They were interviewed by a social worker, Mary Achak, or Mary Abruska at the time. Nothing happened, there was no follow-up, and Kimberly just pushed it all aside again.
It also left me feeling that the abuse I reported must not be very serious. I wasn't actually raped.
Reports have recently surfaced in other media that the social worker had been romantically involved with Peter Tony, but they haven't been confirmed. Kimberly was also silenced for years by the unexpected response from her husband.
He was very angry with me for reporting the abuse, so much so that he punched a hole in the living room wall.
That relationship lasted for 18 years, during which time Kimberly was estranged from her family. Meanwhile, the other Tony sisters were dealing with the aftermath of their own abuse. Both Robin and Teresa committed suicide as adults. The extent of her sister's abuse only became clear to Kimberly this past year when she found Teresa's suicide note. It told of the abuse and asked for justice. With the support from her brother Doug Tony, Kimberly has been going after that.
I'm wanting to come public with my story because I'm really hoping that more victims will be able to come forward, more victims of Peter Tony in particular, in this case. And just more victims of this crime in general.
Kimberly says she feels totally healed. She's come to terms with Tony's abuse and her sister's suicides.
I have forgiven him. I don't hate him. I think it would have been wonderful if he could have been exposed years earlier and gotten help for his problem.
She doesn't know how many victims there could be. Bethel police say they could go back to the 1970s. But what Kimberly says she does know is that the time has come for the heavy burden of shame to be lifted off their shoulders and carried by their abuser. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.